Hey folks, I want to explain the one thing that you're probably already doing in your MSP that's giving you customers, but really slowly killing your business, and how you can turn it around so that you're getting lots of customers, lots of leads, and you're getting growth what you plan for. I want to outline one thing, and that is Mozart. You might have heard of him. He's pretty much in the English language. When someone says Mozart, you know exactly who I'm speaking about. Now, he was a child prodigy back in history some point. I don't know when, I'm not a historian, but you may have something in common with Mozart. When he had this talent, he was in a little one-bedroom apartment with his father. They lived together. No one knew about his talent. He was locked off to the world, and he had this amazing talent. This might be like you and your team. You might be a little bit like Mozart in that situation where you have this amazing technical talent and the world just doesn't know about it. Your local marketplace doesn't know about it. So what did Mozart do to become this thing, this word in the human language? Everyone knows who he is, the music potentially. What did he do? His father exploited him, okay? Got a little picture of him here. I'm not sure if that's like a good representation of him or not. But his father exploited him, okay? And he took Mozart on tour. And they went on tour around the whole of Europe, out of Austria. He went to all these aristocrats. And at the time of his death, he was world famous. The big question is, how can you do this in your IoT business? I'm going to take you on a tour in this video. I'm going to explain to you and show you what you can be doing with your IT business, with your MSP, and how you can have that top of mind name. So when someone mentions you in the local marketplace, everyone knows exactly who they're talking about. I'm going to show you how that is done. So what am I talking about? This thing that maybe is you're already doing in your business, but it's potentially slowly killing you. At the same time, it's helped you get customers. 9 times out of 10, when I speak with MSPs, I ask them one simple question. I'm like, okay, you want to do more marketing? You want to get more leads? You want to grow your IT business? Tell me, Mr. MSP or Mrs. MSP, how have you managed to get all of your client base today? How have you done that? That's one of the very first questions that I always ask. 9 times out of 10, I always get the same answer back in my face. And that is, usually through referral, word of mouth referral, someone that they know in the local business network that's referred them, potentially be a customer, a prospect, could even be a family member. But it's usually through referral. That's how they've gotten their business. You know, I'm scratching the lead generation problem and they're like, oh, we need to get these marketing leads in because we can't just rely on referrals. And for the longest time, the last 7 years that I've been doing this at IT Rockstars, for the longest time, I thought, yeah, we need to get more leads. We need to do the SEO thing. That's how I started IT Rockstars. Let's get these IT businesses more leads through SEO. Let's get these IT businesses more leads through X tactic, fill in the blank. And then I got thinking about this. Leads from marketing, they are a thing. You can get them through pay-per-click. You can get them through Google SEO, through AI optimization now. But what would be better than a marketing lead for your business? More referrals, more word of mouth referrals from people that already know you. That would be better for you, wouldn't it? Because let's face it, a word of mouth referral is a much easier sell than a completely cold marketing lead comes in the door. So how do we solve this problem? And it goes back to Mozart. It's about putting your MSP on tour. That's what you have to do with your marketing. And as opposed to looking at getting leads for your MSP, think more about referrals. And what I mean by referrals, we're talking about the word of mouth stuff. If you actually look at, if you break down what a referral is to its natural state, what do you need for a referral? Well, you need the relationship between two people. So really, what you need are more relationships. You need to be able to scale the relationship making part of your business. You need to find more people in your local marketplace that potentially are prospects or could refer you into prospects. You need to build upon those relationships. How do you do that with marketing? How do you do that? Going back to Mozart. You know, how do we do that? Putting you on tour. The best way, and I'm writing a book about this. That's why I'm in Word right now. I'm writing a book about this. I'm almost finished the book. And what I'm covering in this video is the first kind of two chapters of the book. And it's really about the process that you need to deploy into your MSP. It's about scaling relationships. How do you do that? How do you have that human connection in a digital world where the world is moving to AI and we're getting bombarded with content, we're getting bombarded with information, and it's multiplying faster than anyone can talk? The best way is through either a webinar or an in-person event. Let me just scroll down here into the next chapter. I've got a little bit about why I wrote the book. I don't want to cover that. And then there's obviously the bit on Mozart's tour. And I've got a little bit here on one of our clients, actually, who was like, he was slightly nervous about doing the webinar. So there's a good little story there. I'll leave that for another video. But what I want to discuss with you in regards to webinars is what I call the REAP formula, okay? So REAP stands for, which I have to try and remember this. It stands for relationships. It stands for educate. It stands for entertain. And it stands for present. You can do those four things in a webinar or a lunch and learn. You can't do those four things in any other marketing form. You can only do them in webinars. And this is the reason that they're so powerful. So let's just go into a little bit of detail here on the REAP formula. What do I mean by relationships in a webinar? You have the audience's attention for 20 or 30 minutes, taking their time. They've come to see you speak. They're looking forward to what you've got to say. You can actually build the start of a relationship with those webinar attendees in the webinar. It's very easy to do because you have their attention for that time. You can't do that in any other form of marketing. What helps tremendously in regards to the relationship piece is if you have a series of videos, like videos that you're watching right now here in my channel, that you can place in a CRM automation. So when those webinar attendees, prior to them attending, they're getting your videos in these emails. So they kind of get an idea of who you are and what you're about. So that's the relationship piece. The educate piece, this is fairly obvious. You know, when you run a webinar, you're going to be talking more than likely about some form of technology. Is it going to be AI, Copilot, cybersecurity? I don't know. That's up to you to choose. I know what works though. I mean, I'll go into that again in another video. But you get to educate these prospects on the services and solutions that you offer. And because technology changes all of the time and people have so many different questions about technology, you get immediate feedback. You have that Q&A section in the webinar where you can get immediate feedback on the topic that you have discussed, you've educated on, and there is inevitably going to be questions about that topic. So you can educate. The third piece here is entertain. What works best when it comes to webinars is the oldest form of human communication. And it's like, I go in the book here, like first chapter has this piece. It's story, including some form of story in your webinar. That will engage the user. It will engage the prospect that's attending the webinar. So it's not just some boring slide deck that's going into the coolest cybersecurity solution that you offer as part of your tech stack. You are delivering a story. Could be a story about a recent hack, a recent local business and how they got hacked. It could be a story about a disaster recovery, a railway that went down and all the customer data was gone and you came in to save the day. Those are the types of stories that people love. They love to hear how you fixed it, and it elevates you in the room. The fourth thing, and this is, I guess this is like a two for one. I think on my, in the present, here we go here, I'm actually going to do a little bit of education on the English language. You have present, the adjective, I can't even say that word. How terrible is that? So you get to present to the prospect your offer, but they are also present in that time. You have their attention. As I mentioned already, it's a very difficult thing in today's modern world to have someone's attention. So that is from the perspective of presenting your offer. You've got a really good chance in your webinar to present what it is that you want to present. And if you look at the sales process of getting someone to register onto a webinar, get them to attend the webinar, what is the next step? For like, what's the, in an ideal world, what would you love for that webinar attendee to do? Well, you want to get them to book a sales call in the diary, an appointment. It could be a network assessment. It could be an AI maturity assessment. It could be a cybersecurity maturity assessment. However your sales process works, that is where you present your offer. And your webinar with the story leads up to that offer. That is what works right now when it comes to marketing your MSP, building relationships, not leads, at scale. My name is Scott Miller, and I am running IT Rockstars.